Page 40. Tea farmers switch to coffee. Chinese farmers discover coffee may prove to be more lucrative than tea. Poor China. This remote southwestern city near the borders of Laos and Myanmar is named after one of China's most famous teas, grown on mountain terraces painstakingly carved out of the region's rich red soil. But in recent years, Pu'er Tea has surrendered prime real estate for more lucrative brew, coffee. Chinese farmers have taken to the new crop, which thrives in high-altitude areas of Yunnan Province and commands up to 3 times as much money as tea. My sole income depends on coffee now, said Ma Jiaying, a farmer from a dab-sized hamlet in Pu'er called Tea Tree Village. Behind the change are major foreign producers, including Seattle's Starbucks Corporation and Switzerland's Nestle. Those multinationals are training farmers and buying beans from the region to meet the world's growing thirst for coffee. More important, Yunnan has the potential to thrive as a production base in a country that is becoming increasingly hooked on the caffeine-loaded beverage. Long dismissed by many Chinese as being too bitter, coffee has enjoyed a surge in popularity among the country's young urban elite. Increasing demand. At 120,000 tons last year, China's coffee consumption was only 6% that of the United States, the world's top consumer of hot joe. Meanwhile, about 1 million tons of tea was consumed in China last year. Still, analysts for Barclays expect Chinese coffee demand to grow nearly 40% each year until about 2015. Coffee houses are percolating too. Sales are projected to expand 23.5% annually on average to about $1.6 billion by 2016, according to Euromonitor, a global research group. Much of that growth is expected to come from Starbucks, which plans to more than double its Chinese stores to 1,500 by 2015. That would make China its second biggest market, following the United States. Commitment is the key. Yunnan, considered one of the most biodiversified regions in the world, is responsible for almost all of the roughly 60,000 tons of coffee grown in China. The provincial government has plans to increase coffee production to 200,000 tons by 2020. But growers will have to invest heavily to guarantee consistent quality, experts said. It's still very messy, said Safi Malik, co-founder of Shangri-La Farms, a boutique coffee brand that carries beans from Yunnan. A lot of farmers don't have training. There's great coffee there. It just needs to be found and worked on. A big test is whether Chinese farmers will remain committed to the crop through price fluctuations. This year, growers are being offered about $1.20 a pound, half of what they earned 2 years ago. Reaping the benefits. Few have profited more from Yunnan coffee than Liu Minghui, the founder of Aini Coffee. The son of subsistence farmers, Liu grew up 300 miles from Pu'er in a remote mountain village with no electricity or running water. Two of his siblings died of malnutrition. No one thought to brew the coffee that grew nearby. After earning a university degree in agricultural studies in 1986, Liu joined a United Nations program in Yunnan aimed at developing coffee farming. The experience helped launch Liu's export business. Now a millionaire, Liu speaks halting English in a city largely isolated from the outside world, except for a small, single-runway airport. That's where Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz landed in 2010 to negotiate a deal with Liu to produce coffee in Pu'er. Liu likes to show off a photo of the American executive visiting his processing plant. My parents were growing rice, corn, and sweet potato to survive, said Liu, a stout, highly energetic man. They never would have believed that I would one day grow luxury coffee. Vocabulary focus. Lucrative. Painstakingly. Brew. Percolate. Fluctuation. Subsistence. Halting.